It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of this Death Podcast, number one podcast for the Houston Rockets on the Fans First Sports Network. I'm Mike Brown, that's Pops. We may have Jeremy tonight, but he was at the slaughter fest that was game one of the 2024 season for the Houston Rockets. So good to be back with you guys. Our fourth season of doing a show after every single Rockets game. Pops, what's going down?
How we doing, everybody?
So let's get right to it. Rockets get throttled tonight in Orlando, 116-86. Rockets were down 9 after the first, down 11 after the second, down 18 after the third, and got outscored by 12 in the fourth. So lose by 30. I caught most of this game. And we were just joking about this before the show started, right? And you told me it's one game and we're not going to overreact. But let's talk about this on an individual game basis, because that's what we do here at Kiss of Death. For people that are going to be new for the season, we do this after every single game. There's no big production. We turn the lights on and we talk about the game. The Rockets got throttled tonight by the Orlando Magic. They got within one bucket in the third, which was impressive, and then got throttled the rest of the game. This is not a good this isn't a dress rehearsal. This is a real game. Udoka looked like a coach who was coaching a team for the first time.
Which he was.
And that's why I'm saying I'm not losing my mind over the loss tonight, but it does take some of the excitement of the season out of what we saw tonight. Like, tonight wasn't good. It wasn't a good run for the Rockets.
Well, the first quarter, you could see the butterflies. Wagner came out and
Franz Wagner.
Whatever. He looks like a clown. He came out and was hot, and they switched. They put Brooks on him. It was usually double digits. And then in the third quarter, Van Fleet and Brooks hit like six or seven threes. Between them, we cut it to one.
Yep.
And poor Thompson, he had those first games. He came in, he turned it over like six times.
So he turned it over. He had four turnovers. In his 21 minutes, he was a minus 34 tonight. That's not good. Now, when you look at the box score, Jabari had seven.
Fouled out.
He did foul out. Brooks had 14. Şengün had 14. Van Fleet had 14. Jalen Green had a terrible game. He had 10 points. Amen Thompson had 8 points, five rebounds. Tate had 5 points. Jock Landale had three. Here's my biggest takeaway from tonight. And I'm looking at Twitter, and when we talk about what we see on Twitter, I don't like naming names on this show simply because I don't have them on the show to retort what we're talking about. Somebody made a comment tonight that the offense needs to run through Şengün and he needs to touch the ball 40 times a game. It's asinine. It's an asinine take based on what I saw tonight. What am I missing? Like, what are we missing? Is he that good and we're just not running it through him? Because tonight he had 11 shot attempts. He was second on the team in shot attempts tonight. What am I missing?
Well, he was first half, he was like 6 for 6. He was had nice rebounds. He's a great passer. But I think what happens is when they muscle him, like when they put Wendell Carter on him, Wendell Carter is a guy who should be out at Fondy, but he's a big bruiser, okay? And we do not have a bruiser. And we got out-rebounded like 52-28, if I read something along those lines. And they were just muscling us inside, and Udoka will fix it.
I'm not going to be that guy because I'm not that guy to go over the ledge and say, this team sucks. They're only going to win 15 games this year. It's the first game with all of these guys playing. The first real game, you know, Van Fleet, Brooks, Udoka, Amen Thompson, Cam Whitmore. I don't agree with this. Jabari may cement his place in the draft bust Hall of Fame this year. I don't agree with that at all. Watching the game tonight, they look flat. Like, they looked so dead. There was no fire. I hate to say this. It looked like watching a game from last year tonight. You get blown out by the Magic. I mean, the Magic are going to be decent this year. You just lost by 30 on opening night. That's embarrassing. That's not a good look.
But in fairness, they have everybody back from last year. We don't. It's going to take these guys a while to play together.
I don't disagree with that. But you look at tonight, I mean, there wasn't a stat that the Rockets just didn't get. The Rockets tonight had 31 rebounds. They got out-rebounded by 25. That's effort. Like, that's effort on both ends of the court that the Rockets just did not have tonight.
Well, I think you're confusing effort with size, and we don't have it. We do not. Dude, those guys are huge. Both Wagner brothers are like 6'11". Carter's big. They brought in some guy who played for the Pacers.
Yep.
At 4 years, the guy looks like, you know, he should be, well, let's not. Yep. You know, he's a horse. And Cole Anthony killed us. Cole Anthony tore us up tonight.
It's, again, you know, the Lakers played the Nuggets, what was it, last night? You know, got beat. You know, David says this team can't shoot. Look, we're not going to go off the deep end yet. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, who's the Rockets' best player if not Şengün? It's Fred VanVleet. Like, Fred VanVleet is the best player on this team. a point blank.
Absolutely.
I mean, Fred VanVleet had how many shots tonight? He had 13 shots. He had 14 points. He was a minus three. And look, Şengün is not the problem. And Ryan texted me this while I was at bowling tonight, ergo the nice-looking shirt. Şengün is not the problem, but he's not the solution either. Because get him more touches. Well, he had the second most shot attempts tonight, and you got destroyed by 30 points.
He's a piece. He's not the piece.
Yes.
He's not
a nice piece. He's not a center. Stop playing him at center. He's not a center.
But that's all we have right now.
Well, I mean, it's not like
that they're going to have to fix.
It's not something that, you know, it's not like we've been saying this all offseason that, you know, you go and get Jock Landale. No offense to Jock Landale. He played 9 minutes tonight. He was a minus nine.
He had a nice three from the corner, though.
He did have a nice three from the corner. That is factually correct by you. Again, I cannot stress this enough. It's okay if you're a Rockets fan to say it's one game, move on to San Antonio. Because that's the good thing about the NBA season is that you got to have a short memory. You got a tough game going into San Antonio. He should be the sun in our solar system on offense. Everything offensively should revolve and go through him.
Oh, my God. Maybe Şengün is Ryan's like bastard child or something. I'm not
sure. I got it. Okay, so let me ask you this. So we've now gone through two coaching trees or two coaching systems. Neither one of them have made him the focal point of the offense. Nobody finds that questionable why they're doing that. And I don't disagree with them. Do I love him offensively? Absolutely. He's a stud offensively. His problem is not on offense. His problem is on defense. He gave up, 8-8 to Wendell Carter tonight?
Well, yeah. That's what
I'm saying. Come on. Like,
Carter's a bull. Just bullied him. He bullied him.
Yes. Şengün's body has not changed between last year and this year.
He's taller.
Barely. But he's not. Look. Okay. Let's put it. Oh, here we go. Season over, according to Ragnar. I mean, that's fair.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know what this team so desperately needs? And nothing has changed from last year to this year. They need a Marcus Camby. A Nene Hilario. They need a guy, a Kevin Willis, if you will. They need a guy to man the middle offensively. And the problem is, until you tell me if I'm wrong, because I trust you to tell me if I'm wrong, even though I'm probably not. We said it in the offseason. Şengün is not a five. This team has a rotational problem. And what I mean by that is, Şengün's not a five. Stop playing with the five. Well, if you put him at the four, who's your five? You don't have a five.
Right.
Then you got to find a home for Jabari. You got to find a home for Dylan Brooks. Like, it's a cascading thing of issues if you move him out of the five. But it's now proven. We're now in year three, game one. Same problems are – and you listen, Rockets fans can put their head in their palms like this, like Ryan is. It doesn't change the fact that the more you run through Şengün, the more you're going to lose games. Sorry, 2+ years at this point, same thing. He plays on a team with terrible talent. I'm sorry. The more you play through him, the less you're going to win.
Has he been with this team 2 years or 3 years?
This is his third year.
Okay.
Yeah, because he went. Listen, and what he showed tonight is exactly what he is. In his first game back, he was 6 of 11. He had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 14 points. It's a great stat line. It's not going to win you games. Şengün is horrible on defense, a black hole on offense, but he makes 3 flashy plays per game, and people lose their minds because those plays show up on SportsCenter. He's a net negative. Perfectly put. This is the era of positionless basketball. You put the best 5 players on the court now. Totally disagree with this. Totally disagree with this.
Well, we did that tonight.
I hate this take. I love Ryan. I hate this take.
We were midgets tonight when we put our best 5 people out there.
You can't. Who's won the last 2 NBA titles? The Nuggets. Who won the year before? Golden State. Both of those teams have legitimate position basketball teams. Draymond Green, he doesn't have the size of a center, but he may as well be a 7-footer. The way he plays, how girthy he is. I don't know if I can describe a man as girthy.
Like, girthy?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? He's a bull. I know. He is a bull. And you talk about last year, you look at Denver, and I'm not comparing, Şengün is baby Jokic. He couldn't hold Nikola Jokic's jock if it was stapled to his forehead. They have him. They have Aaron Gordon. You have Michael Porter Jr. They've got Jamal Murray. They play such good basketball. And look, the bottom line is this for me. We don't do a show once a week. We do a show after every game. You're going to get my take and Jeremy's takes and Pops' take after every single game. Is it time to pull the plug on this team? No, that's a ridiculously stupid idea. But what I will tell you is there's a difference. Do you agree that there's a difference between having a head coach like Steven Silas and having a guy like Ime Udoka?
It's not even close.
Okay. Would you agree? And look, Bruce Brown was 6'4 and played small forward. He didn't even start for them last year. He came off the bench for them. So, I mean, they also have, more size than nearly every team in the league. My point is this. If you're going to base this on every single game, like we're going to, when you're paying your head coach $7.5 million a year, I don't expect him to lose by 30 points on any night to Orlando. I don't expect – they got to be better than that.
I think that's unreasonable.
What do you mean?
I said I think it's unreasonable for you to say that after the first game of a team that has got 7 new guys on this team.
But and you elevated your talent. Your talent is so much better than it was last year.
That's right, but and I don't care about exhibition season. These guys have got to get used to, you know, there was one series where, you know, we had one, I forgot who it was, standing in the opposite corner where they go down and they flip it over. They must have stepped out of bounds like 2 or 3 times, okay? They've got to learn. And first of all, Amen Thompson, great athlete, had the jitters. It's okay. But if he's going to shoot a 3, it can't be from the corner. He's not that good a shooter.
So listen.
Not yet.
I agree. And everything you said is right. To be very fair to the conversation and to everybody listening, first of all, thank you for spending your time with us. It would be boring if I just said, yeah, it's one game. Let's just move on. Well, then we're not going to have a show to talk about. I'm just, from what I saw tonight, yes, the jitters were there. We're already in this weird, like, love affair with Şengün, like Ryan has pointed out multiple times. I'm sure we're going to argue about that in the office tomorrow. I can't wait for that. Look, we've already hit midseason. It's impossible to criticize Şengün because everybody's of the opinion, let's give him a max deal because he's shown he's the greatest player in the world, averaging 14-8. This team is still in desperate need. Based on what I saw tonight, you cannot teach size. They have little to no size up front. They are undersized.
No one's arguing that point.
That's a problem because he did. Now, if you look historically at what Udoka coached in Boston for that first year, it's the same thing, dude. Their center was Al Horford. Al Horford traditionally is more of a power forward than he is a center.
But the difference was Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum,
there.
Marcus Smart, Grant Williams, blah, blah. Yeah, it's a little bit easier to play, first of all, in the Eastern Conference with an Al Horford, because besides Embiid, I don't know if I can think of two other centers in the East, okay?
Yeah. Oh,
those guys are – he had a good team. Those guys have played together.
Yeah.
Got to learn. And Jalen Green was – looked a little lost tonight, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he played 30 minutes. He was 2 of 10 from the field, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Look, yes, the Magic have two world champions, two German world champions, no matter the – no wonder the Rockets got worked.
Look, are those the Wagner-Bobsey twins?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Look, again, tonight was a – it was not a fun night for the Rockets. I mean – I liked what I saw. That, let's get to the positives, because you're a positive guy and I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. Rockets got this down to one bucket in the third quarter. So I definitely
go ahead.
Yeah, and then they
turned it over about three or four times and they had some offensive fouls.
Absolutely. And I think that there are things that the Rockets are going to be able to build off of this game. They got to have a quick memory, flush this game. Get ready for what do you call him? The baby giraffe when Wembanyama. Yeah. Listen,
he looks pretty good so far. I got to tell you,
yeah, Wembanyama's the real deal, and I'm jealous. I mean, jealous is a good word for what I feel with Wembanyama ending up in San Antonio. He should be a Rocket. He should be. It sucks. The Rockets, you know, sucked for the last 3 years, and it's sad.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's upsetting that he ended up there. I don't think tonight is going to be indicative of the season. I do think it was first game jitters. There were some things that I saw that I liked tonight. Rockets played how many guys tonight? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Played 14 guys tonight. Played 14 guys.
The only guy who didn't play was Boban.
Your boy Boban Marjanovic. Sad. Anyway, what's a couple things you're looking forward to on Friday? Game against the Spurs.
And they're up by 7 over the Mavs. Spurs are athletic. They can shoot the ball. This Vassell kid, Wemban has hit a couple of threes. they might be better than I thought.
Yeah, Keldon Johnson is also playing well for them tonight. Who? Jeremy Sochan. Keldon Johnson out of Baylor. Sochan out of no, I don't know where Keldon Johnson went. Sochan went to Baylor. We were down by 20. He'll narrow it down to 8 to 9 guys. I'm just saying it was good to see a lot of guys get some run tonight. Congrats to the Rockets, you know, rookies who had their first buckets in the NBA tonight. I would really like to see this team come out just with a little bit more fire, a little bit more passion on Friday. Because I felt that they were a little flat tonight. I thought they were a little dead tonight. Is the best way to put it.
I think more of hesitation and some nerves.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we wrap the show up, I'm looking at Thompson's brother had 5 blocks for Detroit tonight. That is the tied for the most by a non-center in NBA history for an NBA debut.
Did they win?
I don't know. I'll tell you who balled out tonight was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 31 points, 10 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal. Shot 66% from the line. Unfreaking believable. You know, it's, again, to put a bow on tonight, I'm glad, first of all, glad Rockets basketball is back. Glad you and I get to do a Rockets show together. It's always fun to do shows with you. Goes without saying.
Absolutely.
We got 81 more of these bad boys, hopefully moving forward. Again, there's just not much fun to talk about tonight. I wish there was. But, I mean, when your team loses by 30 on the road to Atlanta or to Orlando, you know, so we shouldn't call Şengün the baby Jokic anymore. No. Nobody is calling him that. Nobody wants to call him that. Period. End of story. I am excited to announce, if you are a Rockets fan in the city of Houston, a week from Saturday, Pops, you and I and Mr. Brent are going to be in the building, Rockets Kings. So if you're a Dream Shake listener, Fans First Sports Network listener, and you're coming to the game, give me a shout. We'll do something nice for you. I don't know what it'll be, but we will take care of you at the game. Hit me up on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. First game back of the year. We're going to keep the show relatively short tonight. A programming note for Friday night, we will have the show recorded Saturday morning and published out first thing Saturday morning. I've got a Halloween party to host on Friday. So Saturday morning, we'll do the show. We'll get it published right around 10 a.m. Saturday morning. So no show Friday night, but we will do it Saturday morning. Once again, Rockets lose by 100 to the Orlando Magic. No, I'm just kidding. 116-86. Rockets will be back in action Friday night against the hated San Antonio Spurs. Pops, any final thoughts before we wrap this show up?
I didn't get my invite for the party Friday night.
Yeah, you did. You'll be out of town. You'll be in Austin.
Oh, okay. I guess it just got lost.
Any final thoughts before we wrap this show up?
It's a work in progress. I don't know for the first 20 games what we're going to see. I'm watching San Antonio looks good. You know, they got rid of some guys, but you know, they've got some players. Dallas is not that good. I think. But we do have a 7-game homestand after Friday. So let's see what happens.
Absolutely. That's a good place to park the rocket ship. Once again, I'm Mike Brown. That's Pops. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at RocketsFFSN. Follow me on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. Follow Jeremy Brenner at Jeremy Brenner. Once again, no show Friday night, but it will be published for our postgame show first thing Saturday morning. We will talk to you guys Saturday morning. And until next time, Rockets fans.
Go Rockets.